Finally, this quintessential sound from Mexico. For many Mexicans, mariachi music is an important part of their nation's soul. But until recently, there were no mariachi academies in Mexico where students could formally learn this art form. The world's Jason Margolis has more from Mexico City.
The spiritual center of mariachi music can be found in Mexico City's historic Plaza Garibaldi. The square is lined with bars, restaurants, and nightclubs, and more than a few drunks spilling out of them. Groups of men dressed in the highly ornamented mariachi suits also roam the plaza, day and night, looking for work. For 150 pesos, about 10 bucks, you can ask them to play you a song, any song within the mariachi tradition. These guys are like walking jukeboxes. They likely learned their craft from their fathers and grandfathers before them. That's the way it's always been done in Mexico. Inside a building on the plaza, the rules are changing.
Tres, cuatro.
A student practices his scales on the guitarrón, an oversized, deep-bodied guitar. The new mariachi school, located on the spot of a former nightclub, is called the Escuela de Mariachi Olin Yulisli. Leticia Soto is the director. There are a few curiosities here. First, there's Soto herself.
I am a woman.
She laughs because mariachi music is a male-dominated macho thing in Mexico.
The other part of it is sometimes they don't know that I'm Mexican-American. And when they find out that, oh, I was not born in Mexico, then, you know, they kind of their face kind of goes down and they're like, oh, you know, we thought you were Mexican. Too bad.
She says the majority of Mexicans have been quite welcoming, even if she is a woman from Los Angeles, because she's doing a good job. The school opened during the fall of 2012. They already have 200 students enrolled. Only 25 are women. Soto would like that number to grow.
It would only be fair to have half and half.
The new school is the first formal place to study mariachi music in all of Mexico. And here's the third curiosity about the school, and the one that could be the hardest to overcome. In Mexico, mariachi music can be, well, kind of a joke.
It's been associated with bars. It's been associated with drunkenness, tequila, you know, men who are overweight.
Add it all up, this is the way some are reacting to a new school for mariachi.
I had a comment from a very prominent music composer who said, okay, I guess I should give you a little bit more background here. El Eje Central is a street that's right in front of Plaza Garibaldi. Many musicians will stand there and, you know, flag down cars. They're kind of fighting for the customers.
With this in mind, the composer said to her,
why are you going to send mariachis to formalize their training if all they're going to do is flag down cars anyway?
But that's only some mariachis. Top musicians tour the world as ambassadors of Mexican culture. Soto is trying to develop that class musician and elevate mariachi music as an art form. And Soto adds, if you don't have a parent or grandparent to teach you how to play mariachi music, it can be difficult to learn. Trumpet player Jesus Jimenez Viernes didn't have that problem. His grandfather was a famous mariachi player. Still, if you want to get really good, school helps.
Es diferente, es más difícil, yo pienso, que el sabor.
He says mariachi music is different, more difficult to play. The style and flavor is more complicated than other kinds of music. And he adds, mariachi music is hard to compose. Mastering mariachi also means learning to play within a group. To state the obvious, music school brings musicians together.
Entonces, otra vez, directo, ¿sí?
Right now, these students might not sound that smooth, but cut them some slack. This is school. We'll get there. By the time the students finish the three-year program here, if they want to work as professional mariachis, they'll need to know how to play every single song in the mariachi canon by heart. Music stands are not allowed. They'll also need to know some contemporary pop and rock songs, too, which have been absorbed by the mariachi culture. Leticia Soto says that's what people love about mariachi, And that's why they have a school, to keep the tradition going.
When people want to listen to live music, they want to hear their song. And they want for the mariachi to perform what they're feeling at that moment. And that can be done.
And at this moment, I'm feeling a little bit like some Sinatra, with a female twist. Hey, my pesos, my choice. For the world, I'm Jason Margolis, Mexico City.
Hey, he paid for it. Find out how Leticia Soto got into mariachi music and see her school in Mexico City. We've got a video at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. See you tomorrow.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH, supported by the National Endowment for the Arts, by Nan and Bill Harris, committed to supporting objective, unbiased reporting on national and international issues, by the Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs and their innovations to solve the world's most pressing problems at skoll.org, the Ford Foundation, the Luce Foundation's Henry R. Luce Initiative on Religion and International Affairs, by the PRI Trust for Innovation, which enables informed risk-taking in the creation of new content for public radio. Donors to the trust include Peter and Catherine Darrow, the Tagney-Jones Family Fund, and the Rose Family Fund. And by the PRI Ambassador Council, whose members include John and Caroline Ballantyne, Blythe Brendan Mann Foundation, and Michael V. and Ann Cerisi.
PRI, Public Radio International.